This is Earth and Sky. In the 1980s, experts predicted that a major earthquake would occur by 1992 on part of the San Andreas Fault near Parkfield, California.
Seismologists from all over the world installed instruments in the area to record the motion of Earth's crust and patiently waited. But years later, the earthquake still hadn't come.
That is, until the Parkfield earthquake finally came on September 28, 2004. Bill Ellsworth is a seismologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He and his colleagues from Duke University were fortunate to have instruments installed nearby.
The Parkfield earthquake is one of the best observed earthquakes ever. We recorded more records within about 5 miles of that earthquake than have ever been collected before for an earthquake of a similar size.
Those records include sounds made by the earthquake. In the following recording, we first hear the earthquake's main shock.
We just heard the earthquake itself, and now we're beginning to hear some of the aftershocks. They sound a little bit like rifle shots or sometimes dull explosions or sharp explosions.
Ellsworth hopes that by analyzing these recordings, he can learn more about how an earthquake's main shock sets off aftershocks. That's our show. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.